That's coming up in 20 minutes. Big news yesterday in the world of sports, Tiger Woods' back surgery will keep him out of the Masters and quite possibly out of the U.S. Open and the British Open and the PGA Championship. Well, we have a phone number for Tiger. We are one of the few shows that he will actually talk to, so let's give Tiger Woods a call, see how he's doing. Surgery performed yesterday, so I'm guessing he'll be able to talk this morning. I don't know.
Should be.
Hello?
Tiger Woods, please.
Oh, yeah, speaking.
Tiger, it's the Musers on the ticket.
Ouch. Oh, sorry, my back's really hurting.
Oh. Yeah, we heard.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys heard, but my back is hurting.
Yeah,
we heard.
Heard you had surgery. Did it go okay?
It went pretty well, although I don't think that the doctor was all that competent. He told me it was the first back surgery he's ever done.
That doesn't sound very good.
I know it, and if anything goes wrong, don't think that I'm not going to get on Yelp and give Snapper John MD a bad review.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, we could have told you not to use him.
Well, at least I know what my back problem is from.
Years of golf?
No, trying to hump every Buffalo Wild Wings waitress I encountered.
You think that's what did it?
Yeah, not just waitresses. But hairstylists, physician's assistants, golf club lot lizards, middle school teachers, court reporters, massage therapists, administrative assistants, dog walkers, Swedish models, proctologists, country club secretaries, biologists, Latter-day Saints, boutique managers, mall kiosk attendants, migrant workers. You get the picture.
Yeah, about every walk of life, I guess.
Yeah, I'm just worried I'm getting a bad reputation now. Not going to be playing golf, you know, looking like kind of a wimp.
Well, no, I don't think so. You had surgery, for God's sakes.
I know, but I just don't want to get that rep, you know, that I always pull out of two things, tournaments and strippers.
Okay. Right.
Tiger.
Come on.
You know who I wish was having back surgery?
Who?
Dill Mickelson.
Well, he did.
I don't understand how he couldn't have thrown his back out of that gut he carries around, old doughy.
Come on now.
You shouldn't wish surgery.
He's so refined. Ooh, look at me, my left-handed swing. Ooh.
Yeah, you shouldn't wish surgery on anyone. I think he did have an injury problem. I think he had an oblique problem last week.
He did?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there's a Jesus.
Hey, come on.
You know, Lindsay Vaughn, my girlfriend.
Right.
She actually had a knee injury.
Yeah, kept her out of the Olympics.
Yeah, couldn't do the Olympics. And she actually got her knee injury during one of our sex sessions.
Oh, gosh. I don't want to hear about that.
Yeah, she injured her knee and I injured my back in one of our sex sessions. And it was really strange because she got hers having sex in a love swing when she tweaked her knee.
Mm-hmm.
And I was watching from the closet and threw my back out.
Well, doesn't sound like strange. You were that involved.
I was barely involved. You know, hey, I want to say something here.
Okay.
That Augusta National, so nice to me. Did you know that when I announced, you know, my back surgery and everything, that they actually emailed me and told me to take my time recuperating, and if I needed to take the next 5 years off from the Masters, that was fine with them. And if I never returned, they'd understand.
That is really understanding on their part.
That is very understanding on their part. You know who I really wish were here to help be by my bedside recuperate from this invasive back surgery that I have on my back?
No, I can't imagine who that would be.
My dad.
Oh.
Earl. the decomposing orca that I buried in the woods with a front-end loader because he had swelled to the size of a mid-size SUV and the funeral home wouldn't take him, and many years before he'd gotten so horny for some Kung Pao badge that he swam upstream to chase down and capture a Korean in a fishing net and then threw her over a boulder and pressed his lengthening baby-making rod into a resistant meat cave until her body responded by growing a major winner, and 9 months later he crawled out in a bloody emergence only to grow up and spread his seed all over the back of every diner wait staff in the 50-state area, damn it! He says, hi.
He's gone.
That's it.
Tribute to his dad.
On that.
That's all he could manage.
All right, that's allegedly Tiger. It is 8:47 here on the ticket. The Oscar Robertson Award will be announced later this week here in Dallas at the